Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 24 through 27. Now the Pharisees who had been sent questioned John, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" "I baptize with water," John replied, "but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." For most of us, Christmas preparations are in full swing. Although preparing for Christmas can be hectic, it can also be an exciting and enjoyable task. Smelling Christmas cookies as you bake them, trimming the tree, smiling as you find just the right gift for that special someone. The Lord knows all about preparing. Over and over in the Old Testament, He prepared His people for the eventual arrival of their deliverer, the one He would send to rescue them from their sins and restore their relationship with their Maker. Just before Jesus began preaching and teaching, the Lord sent a special man to prepare people for Jesus' arrival on the scene. We know this man as John the Baptist. The reason John was such an expert at preparing people for Jesus is that John had a proper perspective on things. John said that he was not even worthy to untie Jesus' sandals. This was not false modesty. John knew exactly where he stood with God and knew he had offended God with his sins. John knew that he desperately needed someone to rescue him from those sins. So when Jesus arrived, John was relieved and thankful and thrilled. Do you want to be properly prepared to celebrate Christmas? Baking cookies, trimming the tree, and shopping till you drop are all fine and fun. But to be truly prepared, adopt the proper perspective of John. See yourself as the unworthy sinner you are. See your Savior as the one who loves you still. Then, like John, you will be relieved, thankful, and thrilled when you see your Savior arrive. Dear Jesus, I know that, like John, I am not worthy to even untie your sandals. But I also know that this is why you were born in Bethlehem. I know that through your perfect life and innocent death, you have washed away my sins and made me worthy in God's sight. Thank you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.